The latest round of the so-called energy wars is showing no sign of abating, with Liberal MPs pushing back against their National Party colleagues over the divisive issue of coal. Yesterday here on Breakfast, you'll remember Barnaby Joyce threw his support behind the campaign that's coming out of the Queensland Nats for the government to help fund a new coal-fired power station in Queensland. Barnaby Joyce told us the Nats will aggressively pursue a pro-coal platform, even if it means sacrificing inner-city Liberal seats where climate change is an important issue for voters.
I'm not going to throw some under a bus in Mount Morgan because of the views of someone in Sydney or Melbourne. Sorry, we're going to look after the people in our area, but this is not a case of, because you in the National Party might hurt someone in the Liberal Party in the inner suburbs of Melbourne, you should stop doing that. That's like political serfdom. Now we'll look after ourselves.
Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce, who was also playing down the coalition agreement, describing it as a business arrangement, not a marriage. Well, Tim Wilson is the Liberal member for the Melbourne seat of Goldstein. Tim Wilson, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
So you heard Barnaby Joyce. He's not going to throw the voters in Queensland under a bus to look after Melbourne. If the Nats keep pushing for a coal-fired power station, how much harder will it be for the Liberal Party to hold on to blue ribbon seats such as Higgins and Flinders, Kooyong, and maybe even your own seat of Goldstein?
Well, Fran, frankly, that's the wrong question. The focus should actually be on what's right for the country. And what we're trying to do is lead the energy transition Australia needs to actually have a reliable, sustainable energy base that's affordable for Australian industry and households. Now, there'll always be electoral politics and how these issues play out. There are obviously going to be impacts on communities that rely on mining. There's going to be those communities like the Goldstein electorate where there might be differing views or maybe a bit more detached from those from the experience of mining communities. But what we've got to do is what's right for the country, and that takes a comprehensive approach.
Well, the country is not one thing, though. I mean, look at in your electorate of Goldstein, where people, median weekly earnings for the seat of Brighton is $2,400, and the median weekly earnings in Mount Morgan, where Barnaby Joyce is concerned about, is just over $700. So there's, very many different pictures across the country.
Of course there is, and that's why we're focused on growing the whole of the country, and that's why this isn't a discussion between the Liberal Party and the National Party. It's a focus on the position of the coalition government in trying to grow the economy for everybody and create the opportunities for people in rural and regional Australia as well as cities, steward the environment so that it delivers sustainably for the future. The real threat to the economy is, of course, the opposition and its plans for a 45% target without any capacity or mechanism to get there short of junking the economy for everybody.
Well, you might not want to talk about divisions within the coalition, but Barnaby Joyce made it pretty clear yesterday that he thought this was an issue of the economy in Queensland, that the resources jobs, the coal jobs, was what they're one thing they're concerned about. And, there are different views. At the state election in November, where the coalition at the state level suffered a swing of almost 7%, you famously said at the time, quote, "You sat on polling booths and every second person either gave you a very cold, deadly silence, or there were people mentioning energy, climate, or the deposing of the Prime Minister." So how damaging is this debate in your seat of Goldstein?
Well, this debate is one that has always been one of the strong emotions. People see energy as a foundation of the economy, and they're right. People want to steward our environment for the future, and they're right, and for future generations, and they're right, and I want to do that too. And that's why it's always been about balance and about making sure that we manage a transition, and that's precisely what the government is doing. I know that in the media, they like to focus on flashpoints of division, and yes, sometimes...
It's pretty hard to ignore this flashpoint of division, to be frank.
And sometimes backbench colleagues might like to push it along as well. I don't think that should be the focus, because in the end, the key division point between us is between us and the Labor Party and the consequences of their policy. That's what people are going to be voting on come the election. I, of course, stand up for the community that I represent, which is to have a comprehensive approach to steward the economy and the environment and social cohesion so we have a united country, but we've got to all move forward together.
And that's the point, that Peter Barnaby Joyce and the Queensland LNPs are standing up for the community they represent.
Of course.
And there is divisive talk. I mean, Trevor Evans, who's a Queensland LNP member but in a Brisbane seat, has a different view on this. He says it's only a lonely minority that's whistling Dixie on this. The tensions are in play here.
Well, of course, there's always going to be strong views on this issue. I'm not trying to pretend otherwise. There's strong views in my electorate. There's strong views in Trevor Evans' electorate of Brisbane. There's strong views of people in Barnaby Joyce's electorate in Queensland, because people want to make sure that we have a sustainable economy to build this nation's future. And yes, mining is going to be a critical part of that discussion and a critical part of that in the future, as it has been in the past. And so there's no argument on our side of politics about that. The question is how we get the balance right. Mm. And that's where our focus should be.
There does seem to be an argument just on this notion of government, whether a government should or should not underwrite a new coal-fired generator. Yep. Barnaby Joyce was made it clear yesterday, as have some others in the LNP, that they don't care particularly whether the business case stacks up. They just think it is worth doing because it will bring down power prices for people in Queensland. If the business case for underwriting a new coal-fired generator did stack up, would you give it the go-ahead?
Well, if it did stack up, then the private sector would no doubt build it, and that would be justification. I'm not a fan of the government getting involved in building new coal-fired power stations. I don't believe that's coalition policy or ever has been. What we're looking at is what we need to do to provide the incentives to get energy into the grid for it to be sustainable, to deliver lower prices. Look at Snowy 2.0. It's not just about delivering renewable energy, it's about delivering baseload energy for industry and reliable energy that households can depend upon.
So Tim Wilson, this breakout we're seeing from the Nats, do you think that they don't understand that? Do you think they don't care about that? Or do you think this is about brand differentiation?
Well, you have to go and ask them those questions. I think the clear projection of this government and the coalition government against Labor is that we understand that the wealth of this country comes from primary and extractive industries that it has the potential to grow the economy for every Australian, but it has to be against the backdrop of understanding environmental challenges and making sure we have social cohesion by making sure everybody has the chance to grow together.
So in your view, the government shouldn't be in the business at this point of underwriting coal?
Well, I've said consistently I don't support the government building a new coal-fired power station. If the objective is to lower prices, I've yet to see an occasion where government coming along and building something will reduce the price of power.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Liberal MP, the member for Goldstein, Tim Wilson. Barnaby Joyce has also cast doubt in the shadow of this agreement over the coalition agreement itself. He's played down its importance. He's called it a business arrangement, not a marriage. He says there's no law saying the Nats and the Libs must be together. Do you think there's any danger of the coalition agreement being torn up, particularly if the government loses in May?
I don't think that. I think the coalition agreement holds together because we have, between the Liberal and National parties, broadly common values. They represent a different geographic section of the community, but the same fundamental principles hold, which is we want to grow the economy for every Australian. We understand the basis of our economy and our society, and that, you know, people in the city want people in the country to do well. I think that's resolutely true.
Yeah, but
I think people in the country want people in the city to do well, but we have to do it together.
So what happens now? How do you calm this down? How does the coalition accommodate the coal-loving Nats from the north and the Libs from the south, like you, who want to see action on climate change? How do you do that?
The way you do it is always to have sensible and measured discussion, but focus on the key points of commonality, which is we all want reliable power. We all want affordable power. We all want to make sure that we have proportionate action and measured action on climate change to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and transition Australia to a future which is cleaner, healthier and more prosperous. And that's where our focus has to be, and I'm sure that's where our focus will be.
Well, it's not at the moment. How unhelpful is this in terms of your electoral fortunes?
Well, you can focus on electoral fortunes. I'm going to focus.
Aren't you?
I'm going to focus on what's doing what's right, and what's right is to have exactly that policy platform for the country, because that, in the end, is what I think people will ultimately switch onto, is who has a better plan for our country, and that's why I support the coalition government.
Well, your electoral fortunes seem to be a little strange just in this particular fortnight. The news poll yesterday had the coalition 8 points behind Labor, two-party preferred. You've been, as chair of the Economics Committee, you've been pushing hard and focusing in on Labor's policy to dump cash refunds for excess franking credits. You've been really pushing the boundaries with the way that committee's operated. You've had some criticism for that. Does this news poll result suggest that it hasn't worked?
Well, I don't think people respond to individual issues, and I do think that the work we've done on the Economics Committee has been critically important, because what it has done is brought forward and provided the platform for average Australians who are going to lose up to a third of their income to have their say. I have no ambiguity that when you have a Labor opposition that wants to introduce $200 billion of new taxes that directly hit on middle-income earners, that those people should have a voice, and I'm sure they'll continue to have a voice up, lead up to the election.
What do you mean that people don't vote on individual issues? Isn't that exactly what they vote on?
Well, they vote on a multitude of issues about who has the better plan for the country. And yes, sometimes that can include specific issues, but I don't look at every voter as a single issue voter. I look at people as complex and people who care about the future of the country, the future of their family, the future of their community, as well as, of course, the future of themselves.
And just finally, the former member for Goldstein for your seat and former Trade Minister Andrew Robb has made some swinging criticisms today of Australia's approach to China. He says our government has allowed the relationship to turn to custard, becoming obsessed with China's rise. He's cast doubt over some of the advice coming from the security agencies. What do you think? Is the relationship out of balance?
Oh, I haven't heard Mr. Robb's comments, and of course he's entitled to his view, but when it comes down to it, we should do what's in Australia's best interest as a nation. That's always been my view, and our relationship with China has always been complex because we have security concerns, economic concerns and interests with China, and I think it's going to be an evolving discussion. I have no doubt that our security agencies are providing us the best advice, and we've got to make sure we weigh and measure all of it appropriately.
And just finally, are you confident you'll win your seat at the election?
I never take the support of my voters for granted, but at the same time, I'm optimistic that I will be returned. But it is only with their good grace that I do so, which is why I'm at a train station this morning handing out information to encourage people to do so.
Tim Wilson, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Tim Wilson is the Liberal member for Goldstein. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 8.